Blog Talk Radio.
Jones, that's the single from, she calls herself the Black Madonna, Jordan Pauline. She's going to be joining me in the studio. A brief description about Jordan. She was born to be a performer. From an early age, she showed tremendous promise in the art of music. With dreams of becoming a singer actress, she studied musical theater and performing arts at the world-renowned school, South Bay Conservatory. However, Jordan sought to expand her horizons, taking piano and vocal lessons and learning the art of songwriting. She soon realized she wanted to showcase her musical talent and as a result has become a remarkably accomplished performer. So she's going to be in the studio with me. This is your host, Ty Jones, and welcome to The Voice. I am your girl, Ty Jones, and you can follow me right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/LoveJonesTy. Follow me on Instagram. And if you'd like, you can also follow me on Facebook. I have posted that we are live. So if you go to Ty Jones on Facebook, you can click the link. It'll bring you to the show. You can log into the website. Or if for those that are Jordan fans and you want to call in and talk to the superstar, you can call the studio 646-668-2718. Before we get with Jordan, man, we've got a lot of crazy stuff happening in the world of hip-hop culture. I'm noticing that snitching time is here. Tekashi 6ix9ine testifies against gang members. Tekashi has completed his first day on a stand in federal court where he's clearly panicked about testifying against his former fellow gang members of the 9 Trey Bloods. Man, I'm going to get into some of that, but first we're going to kick it with my girl, superstar, Black Madonna, Jordan. How are you, Jordan?
I'm good.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great, hon. And I love the song. I've been looking at some of your footage, and you simply seem to be doing your thing. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my show.
Well, thank you so much. I'm excited that you have me. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. So Victor reached out to me in the form of an email and asked if you could be on the show. That's how you came to my attention. Then I started surfing the web and going to your Instagram page and noticed that you've been doing your thing for quite a minute now. I noticed that, Jordan, you seem, from what your bio states, you're also a strong believer in philanthropy, using the power of your voice to make a difference in the community. So how's it going in the single what? Tell me about that. What's the underlying background behind? What was the motivation for what?
Honestly, I was in the studio and I was like, we wanted to make like a simple song. Like, but actually, one of my writer homies came up with the concept. Like, what? He's like, to say what? Because you always say what, and I was like, oh, let's do it. And we were just like, what? And that's how we came up with that.
Okay, so I also noticed that you've been co-writing several songs. You've been featured on television shows, including Ant Farm, Shake It Up, Love and Hip Hop, VH1, America's Next Top Model on CW, The Bad Girls Club on Oxygen, and Keeping Up with the Kardashians on E, as well as CSI Miami and The Last OG. I love The Last OG. I'm a humongous fan of Tiffany Haddish. And Tracy Morgan is someone that actually I've hung out with a few times because I am from New York. So, pretty funny show. Co-writing, give me a little bit of insight. You know what? Before we even get into that, Jordan, why don't you tell some of the listeners tonight, who is Jordan? Who's Jordan Pauline? If you had to tell us about yourself, give me that. I'm giving you the platform.
Well, I'm a very hardworking, loving, kind person. I would say that I'm a mixture of, like, Baby Prince. I call myself Baby Prince because, I don't know, Prince is one of my favorite artists. So, like, I am very influenced by him. And, of course, like, Black Madonna, singer with bars. Like, my music is something for everyone. I have a song literally for everyone because I've been through a lot, and I feel like everybody could, like, relate to it. So, I have, like, a different genre of music for everybody, everything. I would say that I'm also very, very passionate about, like, acting. I do performing arts. I do writing of, like, TV shows, all types of stuff. So, it's not only music, but music is for sure my passion. And, I always, like, when people ask me who Jordan Pauline is, it's just, like, I know who I am as an artist and as, like, a human being. And, like, I'm fully embodying Jordan Pauline as well. And, like, as I'm going on this journey, I want everybody to, like, get to know me as well as I get to know myself, you know, because I'm growing up, I'm experiencing new things, you know, it's just like, I don't know, my life feels like a Black Mirror episode sometimes, but
no, I understand.
That's pretty much,
Okay, so Jordan, how long have you been in the game, and are you living on the West Coast, are you in California, if you don't mind me asking?
Yes, I am in LA right now.
You're in L.A. And where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Guyana. I came here when I was around, like, 6. And ever since, I just grew up in L.A. I visit back home every blue moon. I'm going to go again, hopefully, this year so I can see my family and all that good stuff. But I grew up in Los Angeles in Slauson District, High Park and 10th Ave. So that was, like, since we came here, we went to the 60s, and I lived there for a while. Then as I reached, like, an older age, I moved around a lot my whole life, but I would say, like, where I'm actually from and where I grew up is, like, the Slauson District.
Okay. Now, I can relate to moving around. I myself, if I give people, I always use this platform to let people know, Ty Jones, I am a hip-hop head at heart, so when I heard your music, it definitely had my head bopping to it, definitely have tagged a lot of my friends that are DJs from up north, and, you know, let friends that I know that are in hip-hop and doing their thing. I'm a little bit older than you because I'm in my 40s, so some of my peoples are like Positive K or Nice and Smooth or you know, Teddy Ted, who produces Nice and Smooth, Kid Capri, different people like that. So I've actually even tagged people that I know in North Carolina because I used to do radio in North Carolina to let them know about you, to show you some love, because I'm feeling the single. And I do have another song of yours that I want to play. Let's get into it. We're going to play this one. Jordan calls this one Pop That by Jordan. A little bit explicit, so cover your ears, yo, if you don't want to feel it. But feel this with me. You're listening to Ty Jones' voice. Here's Jordan with Pop That.
I go by the name of Jason Wild like this.
Yeah. That nigga, I said, fuck that nigga. Oh, fuck that nigga. I said, yeah. Fuck that nigga.
Coming out of you. I'm like, oh my God, like, who's the alter ego? Do you have an alter ego name? And what was the motivation behind that one? And it's definitely a headbanger for the strip clubs. I can even hear that being played in strip clubs in Atlanta. I used to live there, so this is definitely a headbanger.
Yes. I don't have an alter ego. I've been thinking about it, though, like, I think should I have an alter ego? I don't know. I have the good Jordan and I have the turned up Jordan. So, like, I try to portray, like, the turned up one as much as I can when I record. And I would say, like, I could really, like, express everything that, like, I want to say through my music without sounding, like, an uptight or, self-centered girl.
Angry black woman, huh? Like,
yeah.
Without sounding like the angry black woman that we want to be like, yo, you know, the song reminds me of when Khalees first came out and she came out with I Hate You So Much Right Now. And this was when she was with, you know, with the Neptunes, way before she married Nas. And she was, you kind of remind me of her. She was like this big pink-haired, beautiful blonde bombshell. And when she came out with I Hate You So Much Right Now, it was more so like an anthem for women to, you're showing your independence, you're screaming loudly, letting people know that you're a force to be reckoned with. That's what I hear when I hear the song. And also, it's definitely a headbanger. Jordan, what I want to do is I would love to put you in touch with, I have a cousin that's out in Tampa, Florida, and he also is a hip-hop artist. He goes by Jay Reed, and he does similar songs such as yours that are definitely booty-shaking music, and he's making a lot of noise out in Tampa. I would love for you two to connect so you could go out there and, you know, show the people what you're working with, because I think you're amazing, and I love the music, and you're super marketable. So I have to ask, and I'm pretty sure some of the guys that are listening want to know, Jordan, is there a love interest in your life, or is Jordan single? And how do you handle?
No.
Go ahead and let your listeners
know. No. How do I handle what?
How do you handle spotlight, being an artist, a sex symbol, and then just being Jordan, who has a regular everyday life?
Okay. A lot of guys, like, I have to, and when I've been in previous relationships, a lot of guys will just get jealous of just, like, me in general, of, like, you know, me, like, doing things to work toward my dreams, and, you know, a lot of people can be distractions, just how God can put someone in your life, so can the devil, so you have to really be mindful of things.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I've had a few distractions, you know, boys are the devil in general, but, No, as of right now, I'm just focusing on me. I have to,
mm-hmm.
you know, get to know me and just, like, you know, it's good to, you know, put a lot in. Whatever you put your time into, that's what you're going to get. So I'd rather just put my time into my career, into my dreams and everything, and that's what I want to get. Because, you know, love is going to be there. If it's real, it's going to be there. So I'm not even tripping. So... Yeah, right now I'm just chilling.
I like that. You know, stay focused, because that's what you need to do, definitely. So, Jordan, do you have anything up and coming up? You have any concerts coming up, live showcases that you would like to tell my listeners about? Anything happening over there in L.A. or Cali that people need to be aware of?
Say that one more time.
Anything that my listeners and your fans need to be aware of? You got anything coming up and coming, any showcases?
Oh, yes.
Well, let the listeners know.
I got some shows coming up. I'll be doing a tour pretty soon. I also have my EP. I'll be dropping that in, like, I would say a few weeks. Hopefully while I'm in New York, I'll drop that. And, what else? Oh, I'm dropping a new music video on the 26th.
Okay.
My merchandise will be launching pretty soon. You can find everything on jordanpauline.com, JourdinPauline, Pauline, PAULINE.com. And, like, it's going to have, like,
awesome.
My tour dates. I'll be doing AC3 Festival in Atlanta. So catch me there if you're in Atlanta.
I love that. You know what? I love A3C because I've actually, I lived in Atlanta. I lived in Buckhead.
Oh, wow.
And I attended actually AC3 back in 2014 and 2015. But the artists that I hung out with are like artists like Eric B. and Rakim, Teddy Ted, who is the producer for Nice and Smooth, De La Soul had performed, Redman had performed. My homeboy named Seneca the Misfit, he's out of Maryland. He's a hip-hop artist. You can follow him on Instagram. But it was an amazing event. So I wish you well at the A3C. Are you going to be performing? Or are you networking? What are you going to be doing over there in the A?
I'll be performing and networking. I'll be doing both. We utilize
awesome.
All the time I have out there.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, all those that heard Jordan, you can follow her on Instagram, and the Instagram tag that she goes by. Jordan, why don't you give your fans a little bit of your info? Where can they find you on Instagram?
Jordan Pauline. Everything is Jordan Pauline except my Snapchat. Let me keep my Snapchat private.
Okay.
Everything
and
is
for
bagel.
Those that are, yes, and for those that need to, let me spell it out for you men and men and women, not to offend anybody, but it's J-O-U-R-D-I-N, and then the last name
B-I-N.
Is P-A-U-D-I-N, and then P-A-U-L-I-N-E, and she is considered the Black Madonna. Now, available on iTunes, Spotify, and Tidal, among other music streaming platforms for Jordan, and you can also know a little bit of tidbit about Jordan. She also is doing something that I hold very dear to my heart, and she's a firm believer in philanthropy. She uses her power of her voice to make a difference with artists wanting, which is AIDS and HIV-related education. The organization seeks to spread AIDS awareness. I'm real proud of you for doing something like that, Jordan. I actually also am a certified MAC makeup artist. So when I work for MAC, we have a lipstick that everybody pretty much knows is Viva Glam. So the Viva Glam, all the proceeds go to raising money for AIDS. So pretty dope that you do that. Really dope. I wanted to also ask, are you ever seeing yourself performing in New York City or
I'll be performing out there.
Nice. Now, Jordan, I just wanted to thank you for being a guest on my show and taking time out of your day for being on this. You're so welcome. I'm definitely going to be kicking the music now that I have you in my database. I will definitely be continuing to play your music and wishing you so much love and light in your career. And I want to thank you for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome, sweetheart. Anything, if you had to tell some of your young listeners, Jordan, some of the young ladies that look up to you, if you had to give them advice about stepping into this industry, being an artist, what would you give them, Jordan? What type of advice would you give some of the young people?
Well, first, if it's a hobby and you're just doing it because everybody else is doing it, don't do it. But if this is your passion, you got to outwork everybody, even everybody on your team, your managers, everything, because at the end of the day, like, you're not going to get anywhere if you're not putting in the work. You can have all the faith in the world, but without work, it's dead. And you got to believe in yourself, even if you get $1 million. And all the hate in the world, you have to believe in yourself, push yourself, because whenever you put your time into, God is going to make sure it comes to pass. You feel me? Like, manifest it in you. Work hard, you know, be diligent, don't give up, have discipline, and be a nice, kind person, you know. You don't have to try to be like everybody else. Actually know who you are. Don't copy other artists. Just find who you are, you know, because people relate to you. And if you're doing what everybody else is doing, it's just like you're doing what everybody else is doing. You're just going to blend in with everybody else, and you're just going to, you know, like, you know. So,
I feel you. I feel you on that one. I appreciate that. And I know definitely what you're talking about, Jordan, because one of my all-time favorite artists is Missy Elliott, and she's definitely an artist that's just super dope, very innovative. Like, I'm loving her her new single that's out, you know, that I played it a few times, and then I just was mesmerized with the visuals and the video. But Missy just, she's just one of these artists that if you can't find some creativity, go look at a few of her videos, and then you're just inspired to be like, yo, she's a trendsetter. And that's what I see with you. I really do appreciate that with your artistry. And I just want to thank you for being a guest on the show today, Jordan.
Well, thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
And I'm going to play Jordan's track while we rock to this. And Jordan, I thank you for being a guest on my show today. You take care, and I will definitely continue to I shall. Thank you so much, sweetheart. And I will continue to follow you. I'm going to blast you up on all my social media pages. And if you are ever in, I'm in actually in Tacoma, Washington, so I live near Seattle. If you're ever in this area, please look me up.
Okay, for sure. I'll be coming to the DMV in like a few weeks.
No, I'm not in Washington, D.C. I'm in Washington State.
Oh.
So I'm on the West Coast. I'm on the West Coast. Like, I'm not, I'm like near, I'm an hour away from Seattle, Washington. I live in Washington State. So I'm on the West Coast, just like you. So if you guys ever, you know, where weed is legal, and I definitely smoke enough of it, and I'm happy. So if you're ever on the West Coast on this side, on the neck of the woods, definitely look me up, sis. I'll send you my DM with my info so we can keep in touch. But I definitely reached out to Victor, and if I need to tell others, I reached out to Victor and gave him information for my buddy Brian Dawson, who works for K97.5 in Raleigh, North Carolina. I would love for you to be interviewed on his radio show, and he also promotes parties Fridays and Saturday nights in Raleigh. So let me know if there's anybody that I need to be in touch with on your camp that could reach out to Brian, because I think they would love you over there in North Carolina.
Oh, yes, for sure. It's Victor, if you're listening.
Okay. I will definitely reach out to Brian, and I'm going to let him know. Black Madonna, for sure. This is the Sexy Femme Fatale. This is Jordan Pauline. We want to thank you for being a guest on the Voice of the People, Jordan. Peace and blessings. You have a blessed night today, okay, sweetheart?
You too. Bye.
All right, honey. Bye-bye, honey. So that's hip-hop artist Jordan Pauline. Let's get back into playing some of Jordan's music. I definitely want to hear more of what she's got going on. But first and foremost, I want to thank those that are listening to the podcast today. That was Jordan Pauline. You can find her on her website. It is Jordan, JordinPauline.com. And Jordan seems to be doing so much when it comes to music and art and photography and videos, and she's such an inspiration. And I want to encourage those that are listening tonight, let's touch on something that's very dear to me. I am also considered Ty Jones the voice for a reason. I dedicated myself to being a voice for those that are voiceless, and also to testify and tell my story. So for all of my listeners and supporters that do follow me on Instagram, that follow me on social media, on Facebook, thank you for your love and support. Thank you for sending me the DMs asking me how I'm doing. I will let you know that I am doing okay. I'm actually in a better place. My breast cancer was a scare. I was diagnosed with breast cancer back in April of 2019, yes. And when I was diagnosed, I was a little bit taken back, and I was somewhat disappointed, embarrassed, afraid, and didn't even want to come forward. But because of beautiful people such as Marissa and Jasmine, big shout out to Marissa and Jasmine. They go by For the Breast of Us. You can follow them on Instagram at For the Breast of Us. Follow these beautiful ladies as they take you down this journey of self-awareness, being more aware of women that are being hit with this deadly disease of breast cancer. So they are survivors. They were diagnosed at young ages, and they were on my show, the last podcast I did prior to having surgery. So my surgery is over. Surgery was successful. We got hit with a little bit of a scare. I had what was called hematoma, which is somewhat like hemorrhaging in the breast, and that kind of scared me. Had to go back under the knife again, but I am alive, kicking and well. And so we're going to continue on with other podcasts to come, other new episodes, and we'll keep you informed. I have some new guests that are going to be coming on the show, up and coming. I have several people that have been interested in being on my podcast. I want to thank you all for continuing to follow me and also for listening. Let's get back into some of these hot topics. I was talking briefly, and I want to go into this because I think it's just like super, super informative when it comes to what's going on with Tekashi 6ix9ine. So Tekashi 6ix9ine has completed his first day on the stand. Now, this is dated, okay? This is the source is coming from TMZ. And from what they're stating, this source was actually on the 17th of September, which is today. So this was released from TMZ. Tekashi has completed his first day on the stand in federal court, where he is clearly panicked about testifying against his former fellow gang members of the 9 Trey Bloods. Although he spent nearly 2 hours on the stand wearing blue prison scrubs, a white undershirt, and still rocking his rainbow-colored hair, styled in pigtails, in a courtroom potentially filled with current or former 9 Trey members, he testified. He became a member in November 2017 and participated in violent crimes, including shooting, assault, and drug trafficking. At 1.69, even ID'd the two men who are on the trial. He nervously pointed at the defendants, which go by Al Jeremiah Nuke Mack and Anthony Hawk Ellison, and ID'd them as 9 Trey gang members. Tekashi testified extensively about his hit song, Gummo, and how the August 2017 music video shoot introduced him to the many of the 9 Trey members. For instance, he says he first met Sequo Billy and told him he wanted to do a music video with authentic gang members. Tekashi says on the day of the shoot, he bought 3 dozen red bandanas for them to wear on the camera. He said this is when he met Shoddy, who became Tekashi's manager. Prosecutors showed stills from the music video, and Tekashi pointed out and identified various gang members who appeared on camera. He also ID'd Trippy Red as a gang member, but from a rival blood set. Tekashi testifies he never had to go through an initiation to the gang or personally shoot anyone. The gang simply wanted him to keep his hits in order to bankroll its activities. So the snitching, which Tekashi agreed to do when he took a plea deal, will provide key testimony for the prosecutors in this case. In fact, he testified he started cooperating with the feds the very day after he was arrested back in November of 2018. I do remember seeing Tekashi's interview on The Breakfast Club when this occurred, and was kind of disappointed in the young man's actions, because I think he is super dope when it comes to bars and music, but just wasted talent. So as TMZ reported, Tekashi was staring down at a minimum of 47 years in prison after being busted by the feds on racketeering charges, but he cut a deal in return for his full cooperation. The feds fear for Tekashi's safety, and he's being held behind bars in a facility filled with other snitches. U.S. Marshals took Tekashi through a secure tunnel to the courthouse, and he's under heavy guard. So that's if you want the full details on that, just definitely go to TMZ, and you can check out the article and read some more insight on Tekashi. I'm pretty disappointed in some of the things that have transpired with Tekashi 6ix9ine. And it's kind of sad, but it's part of life. And I guess when someone is fearing their life and fear for their life, they'll definitely turn over a different tune. There were so many people in Tekashi's corner that have been rooting for the young man and even giving him advice about slowing down. I saw interviews with Fat Joe and Tekashi, where he was giving him advice. Charlamagne Tha God actually is another radio host from The Breakfast Club that was giving Tekashi tough love and giving this young man advice about his reckless behavior and that he needed to slow down. honestly, this is something I foresaw coming, but I am happy that the young man is safe and he is still alive, and we'll see how other things transpire in that case as time goes on. So let's say, what else is going on in the world of pop culture and in our culture? Justin Crawford, ex-NCAA football star, gets prison in child sex case. Ex-West Virginia star running back Justin Crawford was just sentenced to 12 years in prison after pleading guilty to committing a sex act with a 12-year-old. 24-year-old Crawford was a huge star of the WVU in 16 and 17, rushing for 2,244 yards and 11 TDs in 25 games. He invited Atlanta Falcons training camp, but he didn't make the roster. So his football career is all over. You know, after cutting a plea deal with the prosecutors that will put him away for the remainder of his prime years. Here's the deal. Crawford was arrested in Georgia, October of 2018. Officials say Crawford admitted to having sexual intercourse and oral sex with a girl. Crawford claimed it was her idea. I don't know about that. Justin was hit with felony charges of incest, child molestation, sodomy, and enticing a child for indecent purpose. He was facing serious time behind bars. Really was. But Crawford cut a deal with prosecutors Tuesday, showing up to Massachusetts County Court in Georgia. I might be pronouncing that wrong, but it's Muscogee County Court in Georgia, to enter a plea to charges of child molestation and sodomy. In exchange for the plea, a court official, they told TMZ Sports, Crawford was sentenced to 12 years in prison, and he was also hit with 20 years of probation. So I'm asking you guys, you think that's fair? 20 years probation, 12 years in prison, which will begin at the same time he was sentenced behind bars. We're told Crawford is supposed to be beginning service with the sentencing as soon as possible. Crawford was named the second team All Big 12 in 2017 after washing out with the Falcons. He briefly played for the Atlanta Legends of the AAF in 2019. The league shortly folded. And in other sports news, man, what is going on in the world of sports with some of these men? This is terrible. Antonio Brown, he's denying new sexual misconduct allegations. Antonio Brown admits and denies new allegations. He got naked and hit on a female during a 2017 encounter, despite allegations in Sports Illustrated article. Antonio Brown has received or reviewed the sexual misconduct allegations made by an unnamed artist, including in a recently published Sports Illustrated article, and denies that he ever engaged in such activities. Brown's attorney, Darren Heitner, tells us there will be no further comment at this time. So we're going to keep you posted on things such as that, because when things like this are happening, and we understand, guys, young women are attracted to older men, and this has been something that has been going on for the ages. I do understand, but what we're not going to do is continue to condone that. This is somebody's child. This is somebody's daughter. You know, this is somebody's sister. And men nowadays, no matter what age you are, self-control is just necessary, brothers. And you little girls, 12 years old, are definitely off limits. Look at R. Kelly. R. Kelly is behind bars currently because of some of the things that he has done, and at one time didn't even think that anything was going to happen to him. He called himself the Pied Piper. He considered himself untouchable. And now look at him. So there's there's other things going on with R. Kelly. Sources in the Chicago Sun-Times, a woman who posted bond for R. Kelly can't get her $100,000 back, the judge rules. And this is coming from the source of the Chicago Times. A woman who posted bond for R. Kelly earlier this year will not be getting her money back, at least not immediately, a Cook County judge ruled Tuesday. Her name is Valencia Love. She put up $100,000 in February. She had met the singer on a boat cruise. According to a friend of Kelly, Kelly had spent 3 nights in the Cook County jail after being arrested in February. The money bought his freedom for a while. He later was arrested on federal charges. Love filed a motion because she wants that money back. Who wouldn't? That's $100,000. I want my money back. Her attorney appeared in court Tuesday as a status hearing in Kelly's state criminal case. He told the judge his client had no knowledge of federal investigations in New York or Illinois when she posted bond and that Kelly is a man of vast resources. R. Kelly also was in court for the hearing, having been brought there by U.S. Marshals. Flood also denied a motion to increase Kelly's state bond, essentially calling it an overkill because Kelly is already being held no bond in federal case. At this particular time, it's kind of a moot point, so to speak. Love had no comment when contacted by the Sun-Times on Monday. In February, the embattled R&B singer was charged in Cook County with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse, and prosecutors alleged the abuse involved 4 victims, at least 3 of them minors, from 1998 to 2010. A federal indictment in Chicago, unsealed in July, accuses Kelly of 9 counts of enticing a minor, 3 counts of child porn, and 1 count of obstruction of justice. So, what do you got to say about things like that? I take a moment to reflect. I take a moment to say, shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. I understand we have so many things going on in this world, and the enemy is very busy. And when I mean the enemy, I mean Satan. And I am not going to get deep, and I am not going to go there, but be aware of your surroundings, people. Be very mindful of who you leave your children with. Be very mindful of what your children are doing on their smartphones, on their iPads. How are they engaging on social media? And sometimes social media is not the end of all ends, people. And you need to regulate what your children, yes, I said it, regulate and watch and be mindful of what your kids are doing. There is no excuse for a 12-year-old involving herself with a football player in his 20s having oral sex and intercourse. So let's go on some other news, and then we're going to get out of here tonight. Master P, Saints needs to sign Colin Kaepernick after Drew Brees injury. So Master P says, and this is coming from TMZ, Master P says, there's only one guy he can save the Saints that will save the Saints from failing without Drew Brees, and this guy is Colin Kaepernick. New Orleans is in need of a quarterback's help after the 12-time Pro Bowler went down with a thumb injury last week, leaving Teddy Bridgewater to take the reins under a sentence for at least several weeks. So TMZ Sports spoke to NOLA. Legend about the state of his team on Tuesday. And while he insists they'll be back, he knows a guy who can help them out big time. So, Cap, we need you. That's what the world is asking for. This is your girl, Ty Jones. This is the voice of the people. And let's get out of here. I want to play to take me out of here. Jay Reed, coming out of Tampa, Florida, will get the bag on Ty Jones' The Voice. This is Ty Jones. God bless you, and good night.
Hopping out the Jack, 200 on the dash, man, I don't mean to brag, all I do is get the bag, $1 million swag, but I ain't never lag, you can tell by my rag, all I do is get the bag, haters stay mad, spin to the pad, anytime. time I'm in the lab, all I do is get the bag. Look, get the bag, get the bag, get the bag, get it. Now get the bag, get the bag, get the bag, get it. Breathe. About time that they notice me. I make fans go crazy like Jodeci. Hands down, I don't know nobody cold as me. Anesthesia on the beat, then perform surgery. Get money, flip it quick. Haters stay counterfeit. You ain't in my circle unless we getting something out of it. It's a long trip, hiking mountains to the top. Riding in a drop top to a $1 million yacht. Stop. Gotta get money quicker than re-ups. I'm the shit, gonorrhea. Life's a bitch like Madea. And that word to my nigga JP. You would think I'm from Miami, how I'm rolling with he. Shout out to Track T, cause he got the LB. And I got the kill streak to face all you MCs. Grinding with no sleep, money devotes me. You know what provoked me? The money you owe me, nigga. Hey, shout out to boys, you know we do it. It's the unity. Unity. Hopping out the Jag, 200 on the dash, man. I don't mean to brag, all I do is get the bag. $1 million swag, but I ain't never lag. You can tell by my rag, all I do is get the bag. Haters stay mad. Spin to the pad, anytime I'm in the lab, all I do is get the bag. Look, get the bag, get the bag, get the bag, get it. Now get the bag, get the bag, get the bag, get it.
Get the bag, $250,000 Jag, and the Jets never lag. Heavyweights in the class that the Giannis wanna smash. Soon as they peep the swag, fuck them all and leave them where they at. That's in the past. Stone cold stunning, left and right, I do the dab, do the math. Ain't no other motherfuckers causing as much ruckus as we. When we hit the screens, watch all these bitches hit the streets. Watch all these niggas hit the streets. 50 mil in a week, but you know we stay with the heat. Catch me in the lab getting bags, bitch, you mad cause I beat.
Hopping out the Jag, 200 on the dash, man. I don't mean to brag, all I do is get the bag. $1 million swag, but I ain't never lag. You can tell by my rag, all I do is get the bag. Haters stay mad. Spin to the pad, anytime I'm in the lab, all I do is get the bag. Look, get the bag, get the bag, get the bag, get it. Now get the bag, get the bag, get the bag, get it.
I get the bag, get the bag, get the bag. I get a bag after just getting a bag. She wanna brag, she start popping the tag. She went back to the mall, start shopping for bags. On and off the jet, it's the only time I lag. Glock 43, so my pants don't sag. And I always keep an extra mag. Yeah, you zip, but shoulda zagged. I'm a different type of individual.
Yeah,
I let a nigga think that he invincible.
Okay.
Catch him early morning in his living room. Cause the bag was always the principle. So get the bag, get the bag, get the bag, get it. Even if a body bag came with it. So get the bag, get the bag, get it. It's the new unity, so you know did it. You know. So you know, did it.
That's Jay Reed, you know, in the building. So you know, let's get the bag. Unity, you know, let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's hear from Jordan Claudine. Yo, he calls this one Jordan Pauline. Excuse me for that. Jordan Pauline with some what right here on Todd Jones, The Voice. Let's go.
Big gift, 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 what? What?
This is Ty Jones, the voice. We're getting into a little bit of a mix with some of my favorite indie artists that be showing me so much love. Let's get with it. This is Grace. I like Grace. Let's play some Angels and Demons right here on the voice.
Sliding through my city, pushing on my life. Everything is late, gotta put it up. Yeah. Sliding through my city, pistol on my lap. I just took my last, spent that on a sack. Everything we made, we gotta put it up. Day to day, play for play, bitch, I'm pulling up. Sliding through my city, pistol on my lap. I just took my last, spent that on a sack. Everything we made, we gotta put it up.
Yeah,
if they say they won't smoke,
yeah,
bitch, I'm pulling up.
I'm sliding through my city, riding with the semi. Feeling like the next nigga about to blow from NC. Killed the show in Selma, asked about it, we was litting. I'm shining on they bitch ass, my daughter start to envy. And we ain't out the mud yet, so we still active. The area where I park in the bull, I got the back end. Just went and got a hotel room to wrap the pack in. I'm not a rapper yet, so the J's give me the back end. And I invested back in. Stay.
Either R&B rock star, thick and curvy, or this one is not thick and curvy. I always get it confused, but this is Ian, the R&B rock star, right here on Ty Jones.
Yeah.
Get it.
Thought you was hot, right? Yeah. I know. Joke from you, ma.
Guess you had no doubt. Did you ever think that I'd never find out? But I got you now, caught you in the act. All the things you've done, can't come back from that. Girl, I put you on, yeah, I made you hot. Put you down with my team, gave you all that I got. What you done to me, then excuse it for. Got no time for this, got better things to do.
Oh yeah,
this time I had a feeling there was something going on, but I just couldn't do it.
So many chances. G-Mix. Jack. You know what it's headed for, nigga. Nigga, welcome to the party. I caught a homie and had to leave. Don't make me make you a target.
Don't make me make you a target.
Nigga, welcome to the party. I get your boy, then I got face from your Barbie. Nigga, welcome to the party. Bitch, you a thot. Lick the dick. Drum on the stick. Off with your head. Extending the clip. Crazy, crazy. You bloody, you crip. I'm blowing the chrome. Fuck who you with.
Don't let cat pick me a victim.
Huh?
Your bitch on my body, and I'ma go brag when I kill it.
Smoke that.
I can make this a homie.
Get that.
And that's on the gang. Niggas gon' die if you with him. Listen, I'm a Brooklyn nigga that be booking niggas. You be shookin' niggas when it's lit. Since a youngin' nigga, I've been slumpin' niggas. Seen the toughest nigga running snitch. Hot screenshot a nigga IG and have my little head and start a riot. I'm throwing parties, they private. And all of my options is invited. Do what I want, say what the fuck that I feel. Yup, I need a couple of meals. I pull up and hop out and hit at your gang. I'm in the style where they drill. She all for the deuce, they all for the pills. Got yap for your QB, a big homie pussy. I let it fly, get his bitch, get him shot. Give me lit, nigga, welcome to the party. I caught a homie and had to leave. Don't make me make you a target.
Don't make me make you a target.
Nigga, welcome to the party. I get your boy, then I got face from your Barbie. Nigga, welcome to the party. Bitch, you a thot. Lick the dick. Drum on the stick. Off with your head. Extending the clip. Crazy, crazy. You bloody, you crip. I'm blowing the chrome. Fuck who you with.
Let's end it with some feel good music tonight. Jay-Z with Twerk.
My young boy.
Let's go.
Twerking right there. Little mama get low. Gonna do it like that. 10 in the face with a dunk on the back. Throw it one time, then watch.
watch it bounce back. Holding that caboose that be jumping off the tracks. Workout playing booty on jumping jacks. Ass going crazy, she don't know how to act. Ooh, heard you got to come back. A lady in the street, but a freak to this track. Judges on the panel, give you all 10. Booty make your head turn, curves on bend. Coke bottle shake, shake it up, make it pop. Your booty be the target, got all eyes on lock. Damn, you know what you're doing. Came my drill, fucked around and left a screwing. Yeah, they looking at the baddest, wishing that they had it.
Taking us out of here is my boy Drake. Full city reppin'. God don't. Yo, let's go. Peace and blessings.
And he got them pills. Nigga charging 40 like they shit cheap. Yo, baby daddy gon' be mad cause this shit free. Trash bag on your head, have a sweet dream. I welcome y'all to Brick Link 2019.
Vato. Vato. I need another square, please tell me you got more. Vato, hola vato. I need another square, please tell me you got more. Cross the border with that stamp on it. In this weed so loud it got an amp on it. Yeah. Vato, hola vato. Bring me another square, please tell me you got more. I need an Aston Martin and a Maserati. Fuck I'm supposed to do? Let me talk to Poppin'. Send it to me fast. 100 on that dash. 200 on that dash. They see me breezing past. Fuck them haters, got them Glocks with them 30s on it. I ain't never clean, bitch, I'm riding dirty, homie. Right here in Bull City, on my side of town. Take over that track, then we gon' lock it down.
Nah, fuck that. I wonder how this Glock could sound. Pull up on this nigga. If he got it, I'ma pop around. See a homie, will him follow up. Gonna knock him down.
And once I knock him down, better send me all that product now.
Vato. Vato.